Here's Ronan Kelly with what it says in your morning newspapers.
The deaths of two men make the front pages of most of the papers. The murder of Bishop David O'Connell in Los Angeles is on the front page of the Irish Times, which quotes a fellow Cork priest describing him as a man who worked in communities afflicted by gangland culture, where he was known as a peacemaker. The front pages of the tabloids report on the death of Cornelius Price. He's described in the Irish Daily Star as a mobster and in the Irish Sun as a gangster who was the leader of a crime gang operating out of Gormanston in County Meath. The Irish Daily Mirror says Gardaí believe he was behind the murders of a local couple who disappeared in 2015. Price was in prison in Wales awaiting trial for a kidnap and blackmail but died in hospital of a brain disease. The events at the BAFTAs are in all the papers this morning in pictures and in story. The front page of the Irish Sun has a photo of smiling Kerry Condon with the headline Kerry Gold. The Belfast Telegraph reports on the confusion surrounding the announcement of her award. The announcement was made by deaf actor Troy Kotsur speaking through a signer. However, the signer misread his signs and instead announced the winner as Kerry Mulligan. A correction was hurriedly made by the floor manager and Kerry Condon was given the award. Several of the papers have two-page spreads showing the outfits on the BAFTA's red carpet. And while Barry Keoghan's red suit is a relief from the men's black tuxes, all the rest of the pictures are of the women's gowns and dresses, including the most eye-catching one worn by Anya Taylor-Joy. It's a gold velour dress with a miniskirt. Over her, she has draped a huge piece of gold velour material. It's as if she's dressing up in a cover from her nanny's bed. DJ Carey's write-off deal with the AIB is covered in the Irish Daily Mail, which interviews a campaigner for compensation of families affected by mica. Paddy Diver told the paper, "Victims of defective concrete are still paying a mortgage on a pile of rubble, and yet a state-owned bank gives a pass to a well-known GAA star. What a great wee country. A report into the lives of some of the country's children by the ESRI is covered in most of the papers. The Irish Independent picks one figure for its headline. 1 in 10 children live in homes their parents can't keep warm. The paper goes on to say that the report found that children who grew up in inadequately heated homes have poorer health than their peers and especially have respiratory problems. The Irish Examiner features a court report which quotes the judges describing the accused as being like a Tasmanian devil causing chaos all over Cork. The man had pleaded guilty to committing crimes during 13 different incidents where each incident involved a number of offences. In one incident he was caught walking through Cork with an ornamental tiger under his arm. The man was sentenced to 22 months in jail, in reply to which he accused the judge of being prejudiced against his family. And referees are the subject of a piece in the Irish Independent by John Daly. He quotes Liverpool legend Bill Shankly, who said, "The trouble with referees is that they know the rules, but they don't know the game." And he also refers to a disconsolate Sligo football fan who said, "There are two things in this country that would drive you to drink, GAA referees and the price of drink."